Welcome back to the Daily Drum on 96.3. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on 96.3 WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. You have a dream. You're on a mission. You're going to make it happen. And then COVID-19 hits and things begin to shift. Undoubtedly, it was a game changer, especially for small businesses. Tonight, we will be joined by two African-American business owners, and they will share their experiences in trying to keep their businesses up and running successfully during the pandemic. Now, if you can relate or just want to know how they're doing it, give us a call. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our guest tonight, Karen Sellers. Did I get that right, Karen, or is it Corinne?
Yes, Karen Sellers.
Karen. All right. Karen Sellers, owner of Here's the Scoop in D.C., and Shorty Corleone, co-owner of Wingstop in Southeast D.C. Again, phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I always start with the ladies first. Karen, here we are. Now, we say the pandemic, Karen, and we're talking, you know, when we say that, we think COVID-19. But, you know, with the protests, you know, that's a pandemic in itself with what's going on with African-American folks and the police. So you've got a lot of things coalescing, coming together, and you're trying to keep your business up and running. Number one, how's it going?
I will actually say it's going pretty good. Of course, not as, you know, as busy as we would like for it to be, but I can say I am receiving a lot of support from the community through this time. And it's very, you know, kind of emotional, too, with a lot of the things that's going on. But we're staying straight on the, you know, on our mission for what we created the business for.
And I want to talk about that, too, Karen. And when you said that emotional side, that if you are part of the community, not only are you trying to keep your business open, but you're also, you know, in it. You live in the city. You live in the area, at least. And so you're a part of it. Shorty Corleone, co-owner of Wingstop. You're right there in Southeast D.C. Talk to me about your business, how things are going, how you're coping with COVID-19 and everything else that's going on in the streets and trying to keep your business thriving.
Bramante, thanks, sir, for having me on the call and on the segment. I want to correct you. The actual name of the business is D-City Wings and Shorties. We're spin-off of D-City Smokehouse.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
We're coping with, you know, just having an excellent team and a creative team and dealing with the issues and trying to, you know, continuously find solutions as the different roadblocks and speed bumps come our way.
And has it been challenging for you?
Well, yes. Well, to have deadlines and working with other partnerships and companies with getting the doors open, there's definitely been some challenges with, again, focusing on trying to have hard deadlines and having to push those things back as other companies are shut down and trying to get their doors open. So it's definitely affecting, you know, the bottom line to support the deadline.
And we know, Karen, there was a report out recently that about 40% of Black-owned businesses are suffering or may go under because of this pandemic, especially those kinds of businesses where, you know, like yours, loving ice cream, but folks can survive without ice cream, right? Folks see it as a treat, as a luxury. I saw a wedding planner was saying, you know, she's going to have to close up because folks started canceling out their weddings, and we know this is wedding season. So for a business like yours, what are sort of the challenges, and how do you find a way to sort of keep that business moving at least just enough to so when things sort of come back around? Are there special things you've had to do?
Yes, definitely, but still staying on track with what we were doing from the very beginning when we opened up. We did lose a lot of our, you know, catering options, a lot of weddings, you know, things that, you know, kind of help sustain you when the, you know, the business itself is not, you know, receiving the business that you would, you know, the amount of traffic that you would like for it to receive. But I will say, through making sure that we keep a connection with the community, make sure we know who our customers are, and just building that relationship, we have a lot of people who honestly just were making it a point to make sure that they just came out, to make sure that they came to, you know, buy something. They wanted to know how we were doing. So I wanted to make sure that we've always remained having a connection with the community, getting to know our customers and knowing them by face. And it actually has worked very, you know, successful for, you know, very successful for us during this time. And I am a connecting type of person. So I like to get to know who my customers are. So that's the great part about it. They feel really connected to the store.
And Shorty, are you finding the same thing? Because we know just in the city, folks, you know, if you're from the city or sort of from the outlying areas, there's a certain affinity for the DMV. But especially, you know, this close-knit community in Southeast D.C., you're part of folks don't know, Rare Essence, Go-Go Band. So even that, you know, ties you even closer to the community. Does all that help when you have to sort of make it through those rough times business-wise?
Well, absolutely. Being a part of the community and also letting them know that the doors, you know, are open and showing that business is just trying to continue to be available for the community. That is one of our strong points. And also being open for the communication and letting them know that we are actually supporting the hospitals and the first responders, et cetera. Oh, so being definitely visible has definitely helped our movement.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You've got a dream. You want to start a business. You start that business. You're trying to live your dream. And then all of a sudden COVID-19 hits. Everything stops nationwide. What do you do? How do you progress? How do you make it? How do you get your customers to just stay tied to your business and just trying to survive? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Your questions or comments are welcome. Karen Sellers, with the government offering help to businesses, what we know is, especially with African-American businesses, it was much more difficult to get those monies that were out there because you had to have relationships with banks already. Sometimes these mid to large businesses already had a pipeline. They had accountants. They had folks who knew where to go, how to get the money. Did you find that to be a problem, and were you able to tap into government help?
Yes, in all actuality, I did apply just for every grant, every loan that was out there. Luckily, by round two of the PPP, we were able to receive some funding from the PPP loan, also the economic disaster loan, and the D.C. Economic Recovery Grant Program also that came through also. So in all actuality, a lot of that has really been very helpful to kind of keep us kind of sustained through this time. Well, like I said, I was one of the luckier ones. I was able to get my paperwork in pretty much on time, and it kind of worked for us. So it has been very helpful.
And did it help that you had a relationship with your bank, that you have to go outside and reach out to a bank that you had not had a relationship with and had to sort of open up an account at the last minute? How did it work for you?
No, not well. All actuality, I did have a relationship with my bank. I had my own bank that I was able to receive it from.
And how about you, Shorty? Did you have to go that route as well?
Yes, definitely. Relationships matter. We're still applying and taking advantage of the opportunity for support for small local businesses and business owners. We're still in that process, and we'll continue to do through the second round of funding. So we're still actively in the process.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight we're talking about small businesses, specifically to African-American businesses, and trying to survive as well as thrive during these difficult times, during these shutdowns. Yes, we're into phase one, phase two, and most of the DMV, but still, were businesses able to just get to this point? And if they were, what did they have to deal with? And how do you sort of deal with your customers that when they come back and try to get them to come back? We'd like to hear from you. Questions or comments, whether you're a customer or business owner. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Shorty, why did you decide to become a business owner? Did you always see yourself as that?
Oh, absolutely. I had a dream to be in the hospitality business with states all the way back as a youngster growing up in Southeast. And, you know, my family's roots from North Carolina and having a garden in the back and all hands on when it was time for a cookout and my grandfather barbecuing a hog and the community coming in to see, you know, that take place. That you was definitely a seldom seen event in Southeast that you had a hog in the backyard getting roasted. So that was
I'm assuming you attracted a crowd. Did you become known for that? Did your family become known for that? Like you said, that's kind of a rare thing to see.
Exactly. We definitely attracted the crowd. And it was, you know, welcome that a lot of the community was right there in the backyard witnessing, this barbecue of a whole hog. It's just, the memories are incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, that definitely sounds Southern. How about you, Karen? What drew you in? What attracted you to be a business owner? Was it a family thing, something you saw, or something that you always thought you wanted to do?
For me, it's something that I kind of always wanted to do as a little girl. I was always trying to figure out ways of making money.
And nothing wrong with that.
So I had, like, lemonade stands. I always went to work with my dad. I've always helped him with a lot of different businesses that he had. And just watching, you know, my family throughout the years, they had a laundromat, like multiple different businesses. And straight out of high school, I chose not to go to college, and I chose to go to cosmetology school. So I did have a hair salon for a matter of 14, 15 years, and just during that time is what kind of led me to wanting to open up an ice cream dessert shop, but it took me a good, I would say, 10 to 15 years later to, you know, make that happen, but it was always something that I was focused on trying to implement, and just because of the type of business that it is, just providing some happiness in a community that I kind of felt kind of needed a place to just come for a simple sense of enjoyment and service and be treated, you know, very well. So that's just been my goal since then.
Entrepreneurial spirit has always been there. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight we are speaking with Karen Sellers, owner of Here's the Scoop, and Shorty Colleone. And make sure I got this right, Shorty. DC City Wings and Shorties. Is that right? Did I get that right this time?
DC City Wings and Shorties.
D City Wings. Okay, I added a C there. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
D City Wings.
Yeah.
I'm almost there.
The commercial.
Yeah, third time's the charm. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let's go to the phone lines. Melvin calling from Germantown. Go right ahead, Melvin, with your question or comment.
Hello. I have a comment in regard to the PPP loan process through major or national banks. There was some problems getting into the bank because I didn't have a relationship with the bank, but I was later able to apply, but my application was canceled because they said that I had a criminal record, which wasn't true, and I was later funded for my EIDL, but I think that there's something particularly uncouth going on with Bank of America.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I was going to say that, as I mentioned earlier, and thank you so much, Melvin, that your sentiment kind of follows what you heard from a lot of small business owners and especially African-American business owners, meaning that pipeline of money just was not there for those businesses. It was very difficult to get. You were fortunate if you were Karen Sellers and you had a relationship with a bank. If you did not, or if you did not, you know, have the knowledge of how to go about going through the process, because trust me, I know firsthand, I know, folks, it was an arduous process, and that money was just a lifeline to stay afloat. So, Melvin, I hope things sort of worked out for you and you were able to sort of get what you needed to keep your business afloat. Thank you so much for your call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our topic tonight, living your dream while you're in the pandemic. Can you do it? You can. Now, Karen, before we jump over to the SiriusXM Channel 141 side, we know that you've got a giveaway that is happening, and I know I need to be there because I didn't tell you, but I am an ice cream lover, and if you've got butter pecan ice cream,
yes,
I'm going to be
do.
There. Oh, no. Tell us about the event you've got coming up, Karen.
We decided to hold a Class of 2020 Scoop By, so it'll be a drive-by event hosted by Here's the Scoop, along with HUR and a host of other sponsors. We will do a drive-by for the Class of 2020. It's for the graduates, and they're able to come through. We have gift bags and everything, but we are asking everyone to come through with their car, decorated in celebration of their grad. And we love for the grads to have their cap and gowns on. We want to make sure we have plenty of pictures just to celebrate them, because they have had a rough year, you know, and a lot of things they're not able to, you know, have those memories of as far as their prom and graduation and everything. So we just wanted to make sure we did something nice for them.
And Shorty, anything going on, whether you do or not, at least tell folks how they can get to you and where you are.
Absolutely, absolutely. This coming Monday is the kickoff for D-City Wings and Shorties at 203 Florida Avenue, starting at 11 a.m. And ending at 11 p.m. Incredible menu, incredible wings. We got some amazing size, little Benny Baked Beans, Go-Go Mickey Mac and Cheese, Boosie Brussels, Brown Speed Hutch Puppies, Scooby Spice Fries, Grandma's Yuma Street Collard Greens. We got it. We got it all. Come on through.
All right. And they may see that pig roasting somewhere, or that's we going back too far?
No, you're good. Look for the red pig out front of the restaurant. It's out there waiting for you.
There you go. If you're on the line, folks, stay right there. We'll get to you. We're going to continue this conversation on SiriusXM Channel 141. Phone lines are still open, 202-319-7810. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm with Angela Stribling is next on 96.3 WHUR. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Tonight, we are focusing on small businesses during the pandemic, how they are surviving and thriving, trying to live their dream, that is business owners, and to keep their businesses up and running. It's been a difficult haul. It's been a difficult haul for even large businesses. Some small and large have failed, have closed their doors. And so if you're a business owner and you've been able to stay afloat, then obviously you either know what you're doing, you've got a strong customer base, or all of the above, or you've just been lucky, right? Whatever works for you, we want small businesses. We know sort of that is the heartbeat of the nation. You'll hear all the politicians saying that, right? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. Our guest tonight is Karen Sellers. She's the owner of Here's the Scoop right here in Washington, D.C., located on Georgia Avenue. And Shorty Colleone, co-owner of D-City Wings and Shorties on Good Hope Road in Southeast in the historic Anacostia section, 1301 Good Hope Road. So that's where it is. Shorty already just ran through his menu. I want to just end the show right now and already get there. So, folks, we've got two great business owners on the line, and so telling us, sharing their stories of how they're making it. We'd like to hear from you. If you have any advice, you've had some experiences, you have questions for these two business owners, African-American business owners, this is your opportunity. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Shorty, let me ask you this. Do you feel that you've faced any special challenges being African-American and having a small business?
Oh, man, just absolutely. Just making sure that you're visible. Make sure that your message is being received. and also that your patrons feel safe and, you know, the social distancing, but also supporting your employees. And it's a continuous team effort for everybody in order to keep the doors open.
And Karen, how about you? You feel like you faced anything different being an African-American business owner than if you would not have been?
I'm going to say not differently, but I will say that our community has been very supportive to us. And for us being a very small, intimate store and where we're located, because my services or the ice cream is not really, there is not many other ice cream dessert shops in my area. So I'm kind of like sought after,
Is that a tough business, Karen?
I would say, honestly, the toughest part was really making it through the winter. So,
okay.
Because I did keep my doors open through the winter, just trying to put in different things that may kind of, you know, get me through. We do have baked goods, so people were calling for that. But, of course, you know, the ice cream business is kind of slow during the winter. So when COVID-19 kind of hit, we were beginning to hit our very busy season. So it kind of delayed, you know, a lot of things. But it also allowed me some time to kind of plan.
And what'd you do with that?
Together. As far as planning, just how I would kind of prepare for reopening, making sure that certain things that I may not have had much attention to, because when I opened up right in the heat of the season, and we ran all the way through to probably November, and then that's when things kind of slowed down. So I still was in the process of trying to revamp, get certain things together, trying to figure out how I wanted to do things a little differently starting, you know, in our next season. So I will say, just opening back up, just making sure that, like he said, making sure we're protecting our employees and protecting our customers. So implementing a new flow for our store, because initially I wanted a store where people come in, they're able to touch, taste, and, you know, kind of a very personal service type of thing. So I kind of had to change a lot of that. So.
Oh, yeah, with that COVID-19, I guess that sort of took that right away.
Yeah.
And I want to circle back to that, though, especially when you're talking about food and delicacies and desserts. Mm-hmm. You know, people like to gather. That, you know, it's not one of those things where you want to just go sit in the corner. And that's the same thing for you, Shorty. So I want to come back to that. But I want to go back to the phone lines now. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Give us a call. Let's go to Kevin now on the line with a question or comment. Go right ahead, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I wanted to do a couple of things. One, I work with Mr. Coneone. He's a really hardworking brother there that's really working hard for the community. Mm-hmm. So I know that he's sincere in what he's doing, because we've been working together for about 11 years now. So I'm looking forward to help supporting him. But I was also speaking with the producer about that I'm actually a business owner as well. And during this time of pandemic, I kind of, for one, got a little closer, got a whole lot closer to God. And that was the catalyst of it all, to be able to move forward. But also, I needed that within the business. I'm actually one of the owners, the managing owner of a golf course, which we're the fourth black-owned golf course in the United States, over 19,000 golf courses.
Where are you, Kevin?
We are right in PG County in Maryland, Upper Marlboro.
What's the golf course?
Martin Golf Course and Country Club. It was formerly the Martin Golf Course, but it was the Martin Golf Course and Country Club. Mm-hmm. And the our trade name is MGC3.
That's a tough business these days, Kevin. Mm-hmm. I know Glendale Golf Course has closed, and you're seeing more and more of those challenges. So you're an African-American run golf course?
Yeah, we're African-American owned.
Right.
But we are multi-race ran.
Okay.
You got to look like America.
Sure.
You know, but besides that, see, this is a little different of what we're doing here. We're turning into a sports entertainment community. We have a resort coming. We have amphitheaters coming, you know, restaurants. So So it's a little more than just, you know, you have to have more than just golf. We have production studios similar to Mr. Tyler Perry did. I was glad he did that because we all looked at each other like, yeah, we next, you know. So we have we have 162 acres. Well, so you're able to really spread some things out.
Yeah. So you're expanding during this time. And thank you so much, Kevin, for your call. And best of luck. I have to try to make my way down there. Look, I don't play as much as I used to, but hopefully you got a pro there that can sort of walk me through some lessons. I got some bad habits I got to work on.
Oh, absolutely. Our GM and one of the partners is Jimmy Garvin, so he definitely got a pro because he has to teach me more. I'm in the business and entertainment all my life. I have to learn golf.
Well, yeah, that's part of the business, right? Yeah. All right, I'll make my way over there. I don't think I live too far from there. So thank you so much for your call, Kevin.
Thanks for having me.
Shorty, that's a good transition over to you because, you know, you're running and part owner of an eatery, but you come from an entertainment background, right? You come from one of the most iconic groups based here out of D.C., Rare Essence. So talk a little bit about if you make the connection to music, go-go, entertainment with your business and how you've done that and why you've done that if you have.
Well, it's all about the community, and it's all about the fabric of Washington, D.C. So we've done just that with D.C. Wings and Shorties. We're paying homage to the culture of go-go through my years of being, you know, with the Wickedest Band Alive, Rare Essence, and also coming from Southeast, from Ward 8, and bringing fresh food options, you know, back to Southeast.
Good point.
All of those things are connected, and it's long overdue, and I'm really excited about the opportunity to give back to my community, because my community has given me so much through the years. Like, it's an honor, and hopefully, you know, I have an opportunity to inspire someone else with entrepreneurial ideas and dreams to make a difference.
Now, Shorty, you're not getting any resistance from Trouble fans or EU fans, right? Or, I mean, it's all blending together, I hope.
Oh, right? we are all family, yes.
Okay.
Family. Sugar Bear is on the menu. Big Tony is a close friend of mine. We got, Sugar Bear's chili brisket on the menu, and all of the extended family in the culture of go-go will definitely be frequenting the shop, and we'll be paying homage to the culture. Absolutely.
All right, so you know the marketing plan. I like that, Shorty. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We like to hear from you. The phone lines are open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Karen, talk to me a little bit about location, right, for businesses. You're located on Georgia Avenue. You're not too far from Howard University, but how many blocks up are you about, you say, or time-wise?
Well, I would say maybe three blocks maybe up from the main entrance of Howard, but I'm actually right across from the basketball gym and right there at Gresham where the football field is.
Okay. So talk to me about location and your location and what it means and how important that is for business if you're trying to thrive. How important is location? I share that with our listeners and potential small business owners.
I would say location is very important. You have to know what services you are providing. As I've learned, even though that wasn't my thought process before I started, but it's just making sure that you're able to fill a void, something that is missing in an area and something that would be sought after. And in all honesty, I did meet a lot of resistance in the early years when I wanted to do something like that. A lot of people were like, ice cream. Nobody eats ice cream in the winter, and nobody
I
does
do.
It.
Okay, first of
right,
all.
Right, I do,
number
too.
One.
I knew myself.
I do, too.
But I'm like, I was one of them people, right? I'm like, in January, I'm like, come on, let's go get ice cream. I'm not going to the grocery store. I want to go to an ice cream parlor, and I want to eat it walking out the door in the dead of winter. So. I knew it had to be some people out there like me.
Right.
And as I found, I can say the community around the store, just the locals have been like coming in like, oh my gosh, I haven't had ice cream like this since I was a kid. And, you know, the last time we had something like this around here, it was, you know, years ago. So it's been confirmation that my thoughts of, you know, what I wanted to do, I am really filling a void. And I like the fact that I am still providing a place where people are able to come in and connect with the community, because for so many years, I mean, connect with the places that they're purchasing things from, because for years we've had, you know, where you, and I'm sorry, but just talking through bulletproof glass, and it just hasn't been a very personal, you know, experience. And it was something that I always felt that I wanted to serve, you know, all different types of people, you know, and make them feel respected. And, you know, I just wanted to provide a place that just provided, you know, a good feeling. So I think I've hit the mark.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Shorty, talk a little bit about that, that Karen had mentioned it even earlier, saying that she wanted a space, too, where folks could kind of come in and gather. And that's what, you know, eateries are. You know, I think, you know, the reason you go out to eat is sort of to be in that space, get out of your house, be around other people. If not, you sort of stay home. COVID-19 sort of put that on, you know, the back burner, and it kind of still is to a certain extent, right? Even though the district is moving to phase two, the limits on how many people can gather in the indoor restaurants, and you have to be a certain distance apart. So what about the challenge of that, Shorty, when the kind of, especially the foods you serve, you know, you're licking your fingers, folks are needing napkins, and everybody's up on each other. What's that been like, and has that played a negative role with your business not having that or not being able to have that here in these past few months?
Yeah, well having a relationship with the community and them wanting barbecue. The biggest challenge is the inside, but with the city going to phase two and creating, you know, an opportunity for folks to, if you have a deck or outside seating and so forth, that has helped. But the takeout component, it's continuing to grow, and folks are spreading the word, you know, about DC Smokehouse, DC Wings, and Shorty's. And there has been challenges with seating, even, you know, on the terrace, because you still got folks that want to come out. So do the social distancing order, but still come out and fellowship and have a great time. And, you know, you got to space them out in different tables. So it's definitely a challenge, but, you know, hopefully, you know, we get to stage three and be able to lift this thing soon, prayerfully.
Well, as I said at the top of our newscast, it is moving slowly, but it's step by step. And in the region, we see openings happening. It's slow, but it's happening. And hopefully businesses can just hold on, because we don't want to see any business in our area fail. It's good for the community, as we all know. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our guests tonight, they are living their dream and dreams, because we hear that they're multifaceted. They've done a few things, not just one. We want to hear from you, offering your questions or comments. 202-319-7810. This is the Insight segment. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back to HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I am Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Tonight, we're talking about living your dream. Specifically, if you own a business and how you've kept that business up and running, if you've been able to during the pandemic and all that is happening in America at this time. We have two guests who are doing just that. Shorty Corleone, he is the co-owner of D-City Wings and Shorty's in Southeast D.C. right there in Anacostia, 1301 Good Hope Road. And Karen Sellers, owner of Here's the Scoop, also located in D.C., right there on Georgia Avenue, just a few blocks up from Howard University. We have a few more moments in this segment. Phone lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Shorty, we're talking about, you know, and the sort of the title of this segment is Living Your Dream. And obviously, we all have usually more than one dream. And I know, or I believe, one of yours was, you know, to really be in the entertainment business. You went out to what? You were up in New York for a while. You signed to a couple of labels. We know you're a singer and a vocalist. Talk a little bit about that experience and the ups and downs of that and how that maybe related and those experiences sort of tied in to you now being a restaurant owner.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's food and music for me. As a kid, you know, growing up in Southeast, there was music on every floor. In the basement, my uncles, they were jamming to P-Funk. My grandmother on the middle floor had Inspiration and Gospel on. As soon as you hit the door, you was getting church, you know. That was you knew what you was going to receive when you come in 825 Yuma Street, that like, no hands down. And upstairs, you know, my aunt was down with the Motown sound, so I was continuously around music. That was the energy in the house. And of course,
you were signed to a record label, right, when you were just a teenager?
Yeah. So my first deal was 14 with Warner Brothers. And it, you know, it's just my life's been a movie. It's been a dream. saw Michael Jackson at an early age, and saw The Wicked Is Buried Alive down at Southeast Gardens as a kid, following my uncles, and you know, I was bitten by the bug, and from the first deal, I just kept finding my way back into the room, and wanted to be creative. And. And it's definitely a journey.
Mm. And Karen, you had mentioned earlier your experiences with your dad, you know, going out with him at work and sort of seeing that, right? Seeing that family connection, that entrepreneurial spirit. And so with all of those experiences now and things seemingly sort of getting back on track and hopefully that you're on solid ground, what is it that now – you're hoping for? What is it that you're looking for? What is it what's your vision now with the business as hopefully things are starting to move in a positive direction for you?
My vision now is to at least try to implement a lot of the things that I wanted to do from the very beginning. I wanted Here's the Scoop to be a place that brought together a community that, you know, gentrification was, you know, a big issue. Known a lot of long-term residents that's been in our community.
Karen, I want you to go back to that for a minute. How has gentrification impacted your business? Because I think that's a very interesting and solid point that you're making. Because we see that all around the city, right? So how does that play into things for you as a business owner?
For me as a business owner, I've had very positive feedback from the newcomers to the community.
And we're talking really right. We're talking about white citizens who come in.
Yes.
I mean, it's okay, but we see it. Okay.
Yes. Very positive from them. I will say that they were a little hesitant, not really knowing, you know, because I think it's really the word getting out that certain things do kind of exist in the community and it's kind of safe to come out and experience. But my focus, honestly, from the very beginning, because for as long as I've wanted to do this, is to, number one, provide a place for the long-term residents who have you know, made it through some of the rougher times within the city. So that's where my heart and my focus was. But I do understand that the, you know, community is changing, and I'm welcome to, you know, anyone that comes to the door, and the service, you know, still is the same. It's just that my heart is where my heart is.
Right.
And making sure that I take care of, you know, my community. So, but I can say I've had the business has been well received from everyone in the community, and I'm very grateful for that.
And Shorty, that gentrification, listen, this isn't just happening in Northwest and Northeast, right? In Southwest, it's happening in Southeast. Have you seen that? And do you have to adjust your business model at all? What are you seeing there? Or is it, you know, pretty much traditionally you still seeing the customers that you would normally see in a restaurant of your type in Anacostia?
Okay, well, we're still under construction in Anacostia.
Oh, okay.
But it's as far as the parent restaurant, D-City Smokehouse, gentrification is definitely alive, and all are welcome. It's pretty much a melting pot of the new D.C. mixed with the old D.C., and it's about the food, and it's the excitement about the barbecue and the wings.
Right, and you you expect to see that kind of clientele in the new establishment also? You expect to see that transition right over to the new establishment?
Yeah, I believe so, because we're right over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much new business that's going on in Anacostia right now.
Right.
So gentrification has started on that side of Ward 8 as well. So I just think the original D.C. and the new D.C. will work it out, you know, the way all things will find its way to get worked out.
Right.
That's how I envision this thing. You know, life moves forward, and, you know, we got to move forward with and welcoming new D.C., if you will.
In our last few moments that we have, I'd like both of you, if you can, we got about 2 minutes left, to share if there are some listeners out there, some folks who want to start their business or who are struggling right during this time with COVID-19 and not sure if they're going to make it. One, what advice would you give to them? Okay. And once you give that advice, make sure also share with folks if they want to contact you or go to your website or find out your business, how they can do that. And I'll have ladies first. Karen, I'll let you go first there.
Okay. I would say basically just get a good plan. Make sure that your marketing is down packed, that you know who your market is. Stay true to what your mission is for your business. Location is very important, and financials is very important. And just making sure that you have to decide that you're going to work your way through the hardest parts. Like, it's not going to be easy, but you have to stay focused on a goal and continue to work for it. I guess that's the best thing I can
And
say.
Tell folks and where you're located and your event that's coming up, Karen. I'm going to get to you shortly.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yes. Here's the Scoop, located at 2824 Georgia Avenue, Northwest, right across from Howard University basketball gym. The phone number there is 202-629-4040. Also, here's the Scoop, dc.com. And the event is a Class of 2020 Scoop Buy on Tuesday, June 16th.
And Shorty, you got about 30 seconds. Just give me some advice and also how folks can find you or contact you if they need to regarding your business.
Absolutely. My advice would be don't be afraid to wear all the hats. Don't be afraid to get more education. And you got to have a talented team around you that will roll their sleeves up with you and get their hands dirty. You can catch up with me at Real Shorty Corleone on the IG. That's Real Shorty Corleone. And the website is thecitysmokehouse.com.
Cordy, Shorty Corleone and Karen Sellers, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck with your businesses, one that's open, and Shorty, one that is about to be open. And I will definitely be there for both of your businesses, and we need
Monday,
to support you.
This Monday, 1111, 203 Florida Avenue. Come on through.
All right. Thank you so much, Shorty. Thank you, Karen. That's the Daily Drum for this Friday, June 12th. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Have a great night.